one item from last week's budget, Budget 2023, that really caught a lot of people by surprise and seemed to kind of just sneak in there towards the end was the proposed 10% levy on concrete blocks, ready-mix concrete and other concrete products. The levy, it was stated, was aimed at helping to or go towards funding the MICA redress scheme. Now, that scheme, the estimated cost stood at around 2.7 billion euros in June of this year. The levy, though, is expected to raise about 80 million euros annually, and it is currently being debated in the Dáil. Indications are that the government are very much sticking to their guns on that, and Taoiseach has said that even the Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, that the figures they have come up with around the 3,000 or 4,000 euros extra it would add to the cost of building a domestic house, were a little bit out of touch, that they had done so and created those figures without even seeing the detailed design of the levy. He's also gone this evening, I suppose, in response to a Sinn Féin motion to have the levy scrapped, that it's either the industry or the taxpayer that will pay for the micro redress scheme. Make up your mind. So strong words indeed from an Taoiseach Micheál Martin. To find out more though about this levy and what the impact it may have on the construction sector indeed, and get a sense of how it's been received within that industry, I'm glad to be joined by Cool Derry native and Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, Tom Parlin. Tom, very good evening. This levy that was announced last week, in the industry, had you line of sight on this coming, or when did you first become aware that it was being proposed?
Well, there was some speculation, Ronan, mainly from media people ringing up and saying, we understand the government are planning to bring in a levy, but we have very regular contact with government through the different departments, and we have a construction sector group that's set up especially because we don't have a line department. You know, when I was in agriculture, we had a Minister for Agriculture and a couple of junior ministers and Chogish Farm Advisory Service and all of that. But construction, even though it's a bigger industry and employs more people, doesn't have a line minister. So we got the construction sector group, which is chaired by the Secretary General of the Department of Public Expenditure. And even at a regular meetings there, it never came up. So I thought that it was too ridiculous, to be honest with you, in the current situation to happen, and yet it did happen. And I suppose my expectation was that we're in a time of extraordinary inflation right across all construction and construction material. We have a housing crisis, and the notion of putting a levy on top of that just didn't make any sense at all to me. But anyhow, the government have they included it in the budget. I know there's been a lot of opposition from government backbenchers, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and so on, and the independents seem to be four square against it. Unfortunately, now there's just I'm concerned that because Sinn Féin are supporting its abolition, it makes a bit of a political football out of it, and the government feel obliged to defend it now. So we'll have to wait and see how that debate goes. But I think already listening to the Taoiseach's comments there, it's even there's an attempt to water it down. Like 10% of a levy is 10%. That's what the budget said. And it would certainly add, you know, and they have a lot of time for the Taoiseach, but I'd still rather trust the Chartered Surveyors in terms of quantifying what the cost might be as against a politician. So, you know, that's where we're at. I hope it's up in the air, because I think the notion that first-time buyers or farmers or any builders would be expected to carry the can now for an extra 10% on top of an already 30% increase in concrete products and on ready mix. Just, you know, it seems out of the question.
It seems like it could almost go into that kind of area that happened with things like the water charges, where lots of people were saying, well, we've been paying, you know, local water scheme charges for decades at this stage. Other people have been getting free water, so why should why should we be kind of subsidizing other people's water? And this is kind of getting what seems to be emanating from this too. But if we go back to the products that are being spoken about here, they're traditionally kind of a low margin but high volume product. So like a 10% levy in industry circles is a significant increase and would come as a huge shock, I'd say, to any builder.
Yeah, and like, first of all, they're going to now, the CIF don't represent the quarries and the concrete manufacturers or block manufacturers. They have their own organisation, the Irish Concrete Federation, but we buy from all of them. And I know locally, I'm down from South Offaly, and Lucknan Concrete and Smiths and Banagher would be the big suppliers in that area. Banagher are internationally acclaimed for exporting really high-end precast product all over the UK in particular. So, but they're, and right around the country, the family firms that do a good job have been selling and making a good product down the years. And it just seems just ridiculous that they're expected now to put on a 10% levy on top of their product, pay it over to the government, and then charge it out to the local farmers or the local builders who are, you know, struggling to try and deal with the massive inflation that is there and with the supply chain problems. So I heard Alan Barrett, who is the head of the ESRI, say just last Friday that if there had been even the most basic economic analysis of this and the effect it might have, it wouldn't have happened. So I don't know how it slipped through the budget, but certainly it just doesn't make any sense. And it's just mad stuff.
Indications last week were that the levy was expected to raise about 80 million euros annually. You suggested this evening that it may be watered down. So like, even if that is halved, if it was a 5% levy, it's probably more likely to end up at 2% if it goes through. We are really talking minuscule amounts of money brought in to go towards a scheme that's expected to cost close on 3 billion. So again, it's striking that it really doesn't back up the argument that it's a levy that might be worthwhile introducing. So from your point of view, industry at this stage in the Construction Industry Federation, will you accept it if it goes through, or will you look at actually having it removed also? Where do you sit on it at present?
Well, look, we're obviously sort of making our opposition to it known. But clearly we have to abide by the law of the land if it is introduced under the finance bill. But, you know, I think there's an issue about the constitutionality of any law that comes through. It has to be signed by the president. The president has a right to refer it to the Supreme Court to check if it is constitutional. But most laws have to be proportional and they have to be fair. And I can't see where this is either proportional or fair, where they choose. Like, the MICA problem is a dreadful problem. And for the people that are involved, it is absolutely shocking where they find themselves in. But on the other hand, it's quite localised up into the northwest of the country, and expecting honest-to-goodness businesses, family businesses that are struggling with the increased inflation all over the country, the likes of Lucknans or Banagher or Smiths or whoever, expecting them to collect a levy to cover, you know, the problem up there. The real problem was the lack of regulation. There was no regulation to say what standard blocks have to be made. Now, the vast bulk of block makers made proper blocks, put in the proper amount of concrete, to use the best sand and gravel possible, and they make good blocks. But, you know, there's always someone that stretches out the rules. Clearly, there was a mica issue, and mica is a naturally occurring product in sand and in gravel. And I think the only way that you can overcome mica is by using extra cement in the blocks if you have mica. But most people would know that mica was within their area and wouldn't use it in blocks or whatever. So that's the mad situation that we have now, that honest to goodness people are expected to pay the levy. And just like every other increase lately, it will get passed on to the end user. We have a housing crisis. We have young people that are finding it extremely difficult to afford to buy a new house. And here we have the government adding. And the figure I used at the outset was between 1,500 and 2,000. I think that's conservative. I'd be more inclined to go with the chartered surveyors because, you know, when you put in foundations, when you build a block house, when you do the plastering, when you put the walls around it, the septic tank, and, you know, Malai Precast are a major national player supplying precast environmental products into the market. Like it looks as if they would be, the levy would apply to them as well. So we have to wait and see. I mean, there was a couple of lines in the budget speech. If the Taoiseach now is saying, wait till you see the detail, I'm looking forward to that. But certainly I'd prefer if they come up with some alternative to the levy, that's a very blunt instrument.
Absolutely. And hopefully they're not trying to kind of figure out and determine what that detail is, you know, because of the pressure that they've come under as well. But Tom, as always, thanks for your input on that and for coming on, taking care of business with me. Take care and we'll talk to you again soon.
You're very welcome.
That's Tom Parlin there, the Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, just kind of giving their perspective on that proposed levy on concrete. So all concrete products, blocks, ready-mix concrete, paving or any product, precast concrete too. And as Tom mentioned, there are so many companies around the Midlands who are not just producing here for the local market or the national market, but indeed the international market too. And again, all that levy is going to apply to all those. And all these things can affect jobs. And as Tom pointed out, at a time where inflation and price increases and just operational costs are at an all-time high, you get the sense it's something that seems to be not fully thought out, and see the ERSI maybe recommending or suggesting that had it been fully the numbers done on it properly, it probably wouldn't have gone through at all, but it has gone through. And also, as Mr. Parlin says, it's got to the point now where the opposition are using it as a tool to kind of attack the government with. So therefore, the government kind of have to be seen not to save face. So the big question I ask is, are we going to see a UK government style climb down on maybe a budget announcement that was announced maybe hastily? Time will tell, but hopefully we get a resolution and answers on that very shortly.